Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's going to be a magical Monday. Fancy Brian, I can just feel it. I'm feeling good. How about you, man?
I'm feeling all right. I did a bunch of stuff this weekend. It's my daughter's birthday. Pretty much awesome. She's 10.
Princess Darby is 10. That's 10 amazing.
Yes.
When I met her, she was just a little wee lassie of like 5.
Yeah, she's much taller now.
She's doubled in age just in the time I've known her.
Yeah, and in size.
They do that, don't they? Evan's grown nearly double in size since I've known him. Evan here with me in the world headquarters in Madison, lightly screening your calls. They're always welcome here, generally at 844-967-2789. Anyways, we'll small talk about weekends later if we got to fill some time. But for the now sense, let's talk about a few of the political leads. My opinion, the GOP leaked it, man. The GOP leaked the draft opinion, the Roe v. Wade. And that is starting to create all sorts of perhaps unintended consequences. Madison, Wisconsin, we've got some anti-abortion group out by the airport, and their place was vandalized, and perhaps even an effort to catch it on fire. Molotov cocktail reportedly wasn't successful, but there was some property damage done, and that is certainly turning up the heat. Normally, when you think about violence in the abortion movement, you think about some abortion doctor being slaughtered. But, you know, in this case, apparently, goes both ways. So, going to want to talk about that backyard issue, you know, a little bit today. But something interesting, and this is a lead too tantalizing to pass up. Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator from the great state of Wisconsin, perceives himself, according to new reporting out, as something of a, let's call him a guerrilla warrior. For truth, let me share some of this article with you, folks. I know I'm playing a little backyard politics. I know this guy, the guerrilla warrior, Ron Johnson, Rojo, as I like to call him. But let's get her started. Bill Glauber reporting. Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson told a group of COVID vaccine critics. Now, consider the audience here. I'm sure Rojo did. COVID vaccine critics. That he's in a guerrilla war as he seeks to empower doctors and reform the medical establishment. You know, get it away from the science-based and more to the gut-speculative-based. In an exchange during a Zoom conference called Sunday that was taped and placed up on the website Rumble. You know, the fact it's on Rumble should say it all. But anyways, Johnson said he always advise the doctors that I have been working with, don't do anything, don't say anything, to marginalize themselves. I need every guerrilla fight in this guerrilla war right now. Don't get out ahead of what the public is willing to accept as truth. What about leading with the truth? How about truth is truth? Don't say something the public's not willing to accept as truth. What if it is the truth, though, Ron? You know what I mean? What if it's, hey, best practice, get a Get vaccinated. Get boosted. Wear a mask. It's not tyrannical at all. It's good public safety. What if that's the truth, Ron? Instead, what you got to moderate your efficacy for hydroxychloroquine and horse paste ivermectin until you bring the public along with your thought process? As medical professionals, oh, but that might be a bridge too far. Let's just have them use horse paste. Let me read on briefly from the reporting of Bill Glauber. Thank God we got Ron Johnson on this wall, making sure we can handle that truth. Only when we're ready to accept the truth. Again, I'm a big believer in just truth for truth's sake, but, you know, call me quaint.
I heard it was called the scientific method. That's just me.
I'm no scientist, and I try not to do science on the radio, but and reading aloud and math, you know, a lot of subjects I try to skip out on the radio, but Ron skipped a few science classes himself. That's all I'm saying. There is a quote regarding Ron's expertise, let's just say. Let me get to it in a moment. Johnson, who has raised concerns about COVID vaccines, yes, and prompted the use of promoted the use of ivermectin and other unapproved therapies for early treatment of COVID-19, was speaking to a group that called itself Doctors for COVID Ethics. Moderator Charles Kovas, who bills himself as Australia's passion provocateur. Can I be America's passion provocateur?
That's what I think about for medical advice.
You know, without being sort of anti-science in the same sort of way. Anyways, back to Australia's passion provocateur, said about 100 doctors, lawyers, scientists, and physicists were on the call. Johnson has provided a platform for doctors who have been critical of the nation's COVID response. In January, one panel lasted more than 5 hours. In June in Milwaukee, Johnson assembled a group of people who said they suffered adverse reactions to the vaccine. Patrick Remington, an emeritus professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, just right up the road from me here, at the School of Medicine and Public Health, severely criticized Johnson and called his persistent questioning of medical science, let's just say, irresponsible. Here is the actual quote from Dr. Remington. If he had a medical license, these things would be grounds for malpractice. A little bit more. Remington's an epidemiologist, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. At least that was the former job. But since he's not trained in medicine, he should stay in his lane and focus on things he knows about. In other words, I think this doctor just told Ron Johnson, shut up and dribble.
Well, if it applies to basketball players, it should be able to apply to politicians.
Yeah, if you can say that to LeBron James, shut up and dribble, stay in your own lane. Can't you say it to, let's just say, senior senators from Wisconsin in their avocation for horse paste as a treatment for COVID?
I'm not even sure he's ever worn a lab coat.
You don't know how he plays around the house. During his remarks Sunday, some of his most unvarnished to date, unvarnished. Oh, Ron, he's got a way of being unvarnished. Untethered, others would say, you know, from reality and science. A little bit more here. Johnson said the way we've handled COVID has been a miserable failure and claimed the major reason is that no one wants to admit they're wrong. Look in the mirror much, sir? No one wants to admit they're wrong. I guess the presumption being that Ron Johnson's implying, you know, Fauci and all the scientists, not on the super cool, passionate provocateur list. They're the wrong ones. A little bit more. Among those he criticized were big pharma, big media. Do we count? We're little media. Big media, big tech giants, and doctors who don't want to admit that the vaccine that they were pushing on their patients are injuring them, potentially killing them. You know what else is potentially killing your constituents, Ron Johnson? COVID. COVID. And while I have no doubt that some people have had adverse reaction to COVID vaccines, I've met at least one of them. A friend of mine had an adverse reaction. I believe it happens. But you know what? Hasn't died of COVID. And he didn't die of the vaccine. But a million people died of the COVID. And unless, Ron, you got some statistics jammed somewhere up your you-know-what, I don't know that a million people died of the vaccine. I think that would have raised a few headlines. So anyways, Johnson, the subheadline, body of the work, Bill Glauber, the reporter here, find one at the Journal Sentinel. Johnson laments woke doctors. They're woke. He said the only hope we have is if enough doctors come forward and admit the vaccine has created these injuries. Really, the goal has to be to completely reform our medical establishment. Doctors should be at the top of the treatment pyramid. Right now, they're being crushed at the bottom. I thought that's the patients, especially those without insurance, Ron. And you don't even believe in Obamacare, buddy. So anyways, you know, the poor doctors in the medical pyramid, they're being crushed, unlike the, you know, non-insurance having patients. But I read on, putting that aside. I think partly this is because of our education system that has created a bunch of woke doctors, too, that will not question authority, don't have the courage and compassion to practice medicine. You know, if I were a resident, a fellow doctor at UW Clinics, let's say, 5 minutes from where I'm reporting from right here, I'd want to bitch slap Ron Johnson right now.
What the hell is he talking about?
They just follow orders. They're happy to practice protocol, regardless of whether their patients are just dropping dead from lack of treatment or under treatment. You know, because they're not giving them the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine.
Who's dropping dead of not treatment? You should sue them for malpractice.
Now, Remington, back to the guy that used to work at the CDC, now works at UW Hospital up the road here. Remington, who said every profession, including medicine, has outliers, took issue with Johnson's comments on vaccines and doctors. Here's what he said. He doesn't understand medicine is a science and that physicians learn from research and from evidence. Remington said COVID vaccines have been one of the safest, if not the safest vaccine that we've ever developed. He added the vaccine has saved thousands, if not millions of lives with a very low rate of complication. Or as Ron Johnson would say, I'm suspicious. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates, it'll be a magical Monday when you join us on the phones, 844-967-2789.
This is a house of learned doctors.
Don't ask me to get inside the mind of a liberal progressive socialist Marxist.
I'm not a doctor. I'm a f***ing moron.
We're not doctors.
Why not gargle?